that the first speaker we're going to have is someone I heard about first. I spoke to her son. He told me what they do, and she'll talk more about that. And I challenged him. I said, why don't you come and give a talk at our daddy's conference? And he said, no. I know someone more qualified. So I'll send the person that's more qualified. And I'm not going to say so much about her, but I'm going to ask her to please come up, give her a hand clap, and she'll introduce herself and talk about the outer beauty and the challenges that we meet. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Julie Kataremwa. I'm a widow. I have sons and daughters and grandchildren. I fellowship at Saints Gate Pentecostal Church. It's in Katwe. And my pastor is Eva Mugerwa. I'm a women leader at the church. And I love it very much. I love women. We thank the Lord for this day. It is a special day. I've been looking forward since Madam Monica talked to me. I've been looking forward to this day. And I've been preparing myself. And I've been praying to the Lord to teach us and to give us what we need as women, as the girls in this church. I've been praying so that everybody, at least who comes to attend the conference, gets something that can help her in her journey, in her marriage, maybe at work or at your home. So before we go any further, I want to pray. Father God, I thank you for this special day. I know you knew it before and you prepared it for us. Father, as the ladies and the girls are seated here to listen and to learn, I ask the Holy Spirit to come and teach us, give us the knowledge we need, equip us with what we can carry to other ladies and the girls. Help us, Lord, and even those who are on their way, quicken their steps, Lord. Father, we pray that this day will bring a special mark in our lives. We bless you, my Father. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, never forget all your benefits. You forgive all our sins. You heal all our diseases. You redeem us from all destruction. You fill our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You restore us, my Father. You execute as righteousness and judgment to those who are your people. You showed your ways unto Moses and your acts unto the children of Israel. You are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and easy for us, Father. Father, we thank you because you have not looked at our sins, Father. You have not rewarded us because of our sins, but you have been merciful. As far as the heaven is high above, so great is your mercy towards us, Lord. As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us. As a father pitieth his children, so you pity us, my Lord. Your mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. And your righteousness unto his children. Father, this day, we ask for your mercy and grace to come upon us. And we believe we are going to leave this place when we are changed. We pray and thank you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord. Okay. As Madam Monica said, we are in the book of Esther. I think most of you know Esther. Not so? Many have read about Esther. I'm going to go briefly through that story of Esther, just that part where she was brought into the palace and she was being prepared for the king to see her. So you can open Esther chapter 2 from verse 1 up to verse 5. Let me read. I don't know if I will see properly here. The light is a bit dim, huh? Thank you. But after King Zek's anger had cooled, he began thinking about Vashti and what she had done and the decree he had made. So his attendants suggested, "Let us search the empire to find beautiful young virgins to the king. Let the king appoint agents to each province to bring these beautiful young women into the royal harem at Susa." Haggai, the eunuch in charge, will see that they are all given beauty treatments. After that, the young women who pleases you will be made queen instead of Vashti. The advice was very appealing to the king, so he put the plan into effective immediately. Now, at the fortress, let me go to number seven. This man had a beautiful and a lovely young cousin, Hadash, who was also called Esther. When her father and mother had died, Mordecai adopted her into his family and raised her as his own daughter. We go to 9. Esther had not told anyone of her nationality and family background, for Mordecai had told her not to say so. Every day, Mordecai would also walk near the courtyard of the harem to ask about Esther and to find out what was happening to her. So we see Esther was among the many girls who were brought into that palace. Many, many girls wanted to be taken to the palace. Their mothers all wanted to send their daughters to the palace to see that they have a chance to be the queen. So it was a task. Everybody was anxious. They wanted to enter the palace. So many girls were taken there, and they were selected, and they were taken into a special room. When they were taken in that room, the girls were divided into groups. They saw those ones who were really presentable and naturally beautiful. These girls were put in a special room. And then the other girls were also put in a special room. So Esther, here she comes, looking, plain, rough hands, rough body. She was really, she was a girl from the village. Rough skin, rough hair, everything. But she had a beauty. And her beauty was to be brought out. It was to be, you know, worked on so that everybody could see her beauty. So she was selected by one of, the head of the eunuchs. They chose her and she was given a special room with some of, they chose 7 maids to help her so that they could work on her skin. You see, she used to work a lot at her uncle's place, cleaning, cooking, looking for firewood. As you know, the young girls in the village, fetching water, cleaning everything. So her hands were rough. Her hands and her feet were all rough. The feet were cracked. The skin was really dry. And even her hair was not looking good. So there was a really big task for these people to do on Esther. So we are going to see roughly how she was really treated that time so that she came out very well and beautiful and presentable. So Esther, now these Persians, the Persians people were particular. They were really particular. Those girls who were brought in from the different provinces were supposed to be stripped naked. The information I'm giving you, there was a research which some people did about this book of Esther. I happened to get, she's a lady called Alice Scott from US. She came at a camp for the women. So she gave us a lot about the book of Esther. So I'm going to pick out just a few which can help us, you know, to go further in this conference. So these Persians people were particular, especially people coming from different provinces. Some had skin diseases. Others had, you know, disorders on their bodies. So these girls, when they were brought into the palace, they were put into a special room. Esther and her friends, they were stripped naked. They were checked from head to toe to see if they had any skin disease or if they had anything that was out of the ordinary. So these girls, Esther, imagine you taken in the palace and being stripped naked in front of those men to check you if there's something wrong with you. Esther was really troubled. She just covered her eyes. She looked down. She couldn't imagine what they were doing to her. But it was too late. She had already entered the palace. There was no turning back. So Esther was there. They stripped her naked. Then they started shaving every hair off her body. They shaved the girls completely. They shaved them, the hair, everything from head to toe. After shaving, they are taken in a special room where they are going to be scrubbed. They have to scrub you because you have come maybe from a province where there is maybe a plague. Maybe there is a disease. Maybe there is this, what they call chicken pox. Maybe there is, measles. You have disease spots, eh? So they have to scrub you. So the first part, the first lesson was two. They were shaved. They are stripped naked and shaved from head to toe. After that, this is what they did to them. In the scrubbing, they had to use herbs. They had to use herbs. You know, some herbs that can help somebody who is really have a rough skin, or somebody who is if you have a skin disease, they can use a herb on you, and it can help you cure. In Uganda, we have herbs like bombo. Do you know bombo? Yes, some people know bombo. You can use bombo. You can use papaya leaves, pawpaw leaves. It will scrub you, to scrub their body, and it really becomes clean. So they can use bombo. They can also use mubiri. You know mubiri? There's those very small, small green leaves which have a shiny what? Finish on top. So you can use those to scrub somebody. And that scrubbing, it gets rid of all the odor, all the smell. Everything will come off completely because it is really scrubbing. Not just washing, but scrubbing. So after scrubbing their bodies, they go on to the next stage. This next stage is to nourish the skin. Masking the skin. After scrubbing, you can mask the skin. We have so many things that we can use for masking. You can use either avocado, crushed avocado. You can use honey. You can use cucumber. And you apply it on the body. And it stays there on the body. After that, listen what they used to do. After applying the mask, they used to coil them with clothes, or you could say bandages. All the body, they coil you with a bandage all over, and then you are like this. You don't move. You don't, you cannot sit, but you just have to lie. So they coil you with that. They used to call them threads, but I know we can understand bandages on the body. And they bandage them, then they put them someplace, and they will stay there for some time. Now, after that treatment of masking and bandaging, it keeps the moisture into the skin. And that skin will come out very nicely once you untie the bandages. You will see that the skin is soft. It is no longer the rough one, and it is looking smooth and nice. So this was done for a few hours. Then the bandages were removed, and then they had to wash the body again. Now, the next part was, after she was put into the chamber of steaming, she was put in the chamber to steam. After removing the bandages, they put in the chamber to steam. Has any of you ever steamed herself, her face, or her body? Have you ever steamed? Oh, that's good. So, with steaming, they put some aromatic oils in the water, and then the steam will come out when it is scented, when it has some particles, you know, to cleanse the body and to make it soft. So after steaming the skin, they went to another room. And this room now was for toning the body to bring out the color. Remember, this girl had gone, you know, fetching firewood, going to the well to fetch water, digging for food, and so many things, and scrubbing everywhere. So her skin was so it was sun tanned and sun, it was burnt somehow. So her color was not coming out well. So they had to bring out her color through toning. What did they do? They used so many things. You can use so many things to tone your body, your skin. And the most important thing is, you must remember, you want to keep your natural color, but you want it to be glowing. You don't have to change the color, but you brighten it to enhance the color so that it comes out well. To have your color again. So they were using some things like, you can use orange peel. Orange peel mixed with milk. You get an orange, you can scrape it, and you get these small particles, then you add their milk. You mix it with a wooden spoon, then you apply it on your body or your face, and then you let it stay for 15 to 20 minutes. Then you what? You wash it off. You are toning the body. Have you got it? You want to repeat it? The orange. You want to repeat it? You get an orange. Then you grate the outside. You get a grater. They are selling these graters now around the Chikubo and some supermarkets. So you grate the orange. You get those small particles. Then you add their milk. You get fresh milk and you add it, and then you start stirring it. After stirring it, you make a paste. Then that paste, you can apply it where you see you have lost your color. It is the outside. It is the rind. They call it the rind. Not so. The peel. The orange. This orange. The outside part of the orange. Yeah, you can use on the whole body. It's good you are listening, eh? Then you add milk and you make a paste. That is one of the many you can use to tone your body, to brighten it naturally, and not using these artificial chemicals. Then you can also get a lemon juice. You squeeze a lemon, then you add glycerin, and then a tablespoon of sugar. You squeeze a lemon, you add glycerin of borax. Glycerin of borax. It is there in the pharmacy. Glycerin of borax. Borax. Glycerin of borax. They have it even down there. And it is not even expensive. I think a bottle can go for 2,500. So you get your juice of borax and a tablespoon of sugar. Then you mix it together. That's so it can also do the toning. But this mixture, you have to keep it for 3 days. You keep it for 3 days somewhere covered. After the 3 days, then you get a brush and you start applying where you want to tone. Have you got it? Okay. Now, this one, you leave it for 20 to 25 minutes. 20 to 25 minutes, then you rinse it off. Don't say that I'm going to sleep with it so that the body comes out quickly. I know us ladies, when you get a new formula somewhere, you just say, this one, I want it to work fast. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to use it, then I'll sleep with it, Then it will work more. I wash it off in the morning. No, madam. We have to what? Wash it after 20 to 25 minutes. All right? We have so many, but I'm just giving you a few. All right? I'm giving you a few. We also have cucumber. Cucumber is also a good what? Toner. Cucumber. You just grate it and you apply it on the face. In fact, it is one of the best, cucumber. Then we also have, you can just write them down. Coconut. You get coconut milk and you add it with pineapple. Coconut milk and pineapple. Everything you leave for 15 to 20 minutes, then you rinse off. So Esther, her body has been toned. They used the best to bring out her color so that she could stay glowing and looking fair and lovely. So the next stage was to moisturize her body. Since she had dry hands, she had dry feet, her body had to be moisturized. What did they do to moisturize? They had to apply lotions, good lotions. The palace had the best lotions in the land. So Esther was given the best lotion that could moisturize the body. What lotions do we have here? We have lotions like Vaseline. Vaseline lotion, intensive care. You know that Vaseline, eh? It is good. It brings back the moisture in your body. And it does not change your color. You will stay with your color, but the body will be glowing. So they used those baby lotions, olive oil lotion. Shea butter can also bring moisture. Aloe vera lotion can bring moisture. Vitamin E lotion can bring moisture to the body. And if you want to keep that moisture coming quickly and staying, as soon as you have finished showering, that's when you apply the lotion. Don't finish showering and then you start walking around without applying. Eh? Some of you, after showering, you put on, you cover yourself with a towel, you start moving in the house, moving up and down, doing this. Then afterwards, you remember, oh, I've not applied anything on my body. And then you remember, when the body has already dried. So the best thing for you to do, after bathing or showering, you apply your lotion immediately. The moisture will be kept inside. Okay? So, they applied her lotion, and there she was. She was ready, looking good already, and her skin was already glowing. Now, Esther was always woken up very early to be refreshed. After sleeping, it is always best you take a shower. Don't say, it is too cold today. I'm not going to bathe in the morning. If you want to attain a good skin, a soft skin, skin with good color, a skin that does not have rash, pimples, and all that stuff, it is best as soon as you wake up, wash yourself. Wash yourself, apply your lotion, apply your cream, and then you go out in the day. So our Esther, this treatment was done every 2 weeks. This special treatment, it is not done daily, scrubbing and and steaming. Don't get me wrong. It is not done daily. You do it maybe once a month, once in 2 weeks. If you have a normal skin, you can even do it every two months. You see, this skin, it is not good to disturb it every time by scrubbing. Some of you are fond of getting the sponge and just rubbing. It is not good. When you are washing your face, take it that the face is delicate. It's a gentle, it is something delicate on your body. So you wash with your hands gently. Don't even use a towel. Especially the girls who have rash and pimples. Once you use a towel on the pimples and the rash, it will just continue. It will even get worse. I'm telling you, because I work on what? I'm a skin specialist, and I'm working just nearby. So I advise my customers, never scrub. Once you scrub, you are spoiling everything. What you have to do is to wash gently with a soap. Get a soap that can what? Work on your skin. You have to discover the type of skin you have. Otherwise, if you see your friend who? Cynthia, looking good. You ask her, Cynthia, what soap do you use? Then she will tell you, I'm using Desire soap. Then you run to the shop and you buy. Without even asking or inquiring. So with these things of the skin, you have to be very careful. You must know the type of skin you have. You must know your budget. You must know what you can afford. Because once you start using a product, you will continue using it. If it is expensive, you are going to run out of money. So it's better use something that is reasonable, that is within your reach, that you can what? You can manage. Okay? All right. So our Esther now, she has been given that special treatment to wash off that village what? The village feeling she had. What? It was the village feeling or what? They had to wash it off. She was going to be presented in front of the what? Of the king. So she had to be looking good and looking nice. So we are going to look at the daily beauty regimen. Daily beauty, what you do daily. This one I'm going to do quickly, because we have a lot to cover. Now, daily, you must know. I was feeling cold some time back, but now I'm feeling good. I'm feeling hot. Thank you. So, daily, you take this note. Take this. You cleanse, number one. Cleansing. I know some people who don't want to cleanse. She says, for me, even if I apply Vaseline, even if I'm not bathed, it's okay. It is not. You have to wash, you have to bathe, you have to cleanse. Cleansing, you use soap, you can use a body wash, you can use a cream bath. There are so many things on the market. But the best thing is to know what works on your skin. You have to know, before I go further, let me say, you have to know if it is a sensitive skin, if it is the normal skin, if it is an oily skin, if it is a dry skin, then you know where you are falling. Do you know what type of skin you have? Does anybody know? Yeah? Who knows? What do you have? Hers is a dry skin. Who has a sensitive skin? What about you? It is sensitive. Uh-huh. And you? It is what? It is rough. Hey, rough and dry. Mostly the rough one is dry. Does anyone has the pimples? Now, the skin with the pimples, it is oily. Hey, it is automatically oily. So you must know it is oily. And what you have to drive at is to remove the oil. Because once the oil stays on top, that's when the pimples are going to develop. So you must get a toner or a cleanser that is going to remove the oil. Now, I have a simple cleanser or toner. I can call it both, which can remove excess oil. I make it at home. It is very easy. You just boil ginger in water, add tea leaves and a bit of garlic. That is very good. After preparing, you let it to cool. Then when you are applying, you add a bit of honey. That is the best. You just use cotton wool and you apply it on the face. You don't wash it off. You leave it there. And then you apply your cream. You will see that the oil will not come. Even the pimples will just start, you know, disappearing. Pimples, the big ones, those big ones. Okay? That is one of them I've given you. Another one. A toner. There's another toner which you can even make yourself. You know these purple leaves? Purple leaves. You get the purple leaves, you boil water, You boil water. Remove it from the stove, put it down. It cools a bit, then you get your leaves and you put them in the hot water. You cover it for about 3 hours. Okay? Now this one is so good. This one even works on wrinkles. It works on spots. It works on rough skin. It makes the skin, you know, firm. Even when the skin is sagging, you want to, maybe you are like me, you are getting old. Eh? You are now a mama, a jaja. For me, I'm a jaja. If you are a jaja, you start, you know, the skin starts to, you know, getting wrinkles, sagging. So if you use that lotion, it can help you to firm the skin, and the skin will look good. Okay, now we tone. After cleansing, we are going to tone. Tone using a brightener. Many of you have your things, the things you use to brighten. Maybe I can give you one. Clear and Smooth is a good one. It's a good brightener and it can tone your skin. We even have some Vaseline, which is also good with intensive care, that can brighten. Another one is to moisturize. Moisturizing is shea butter. This one should have been after cleansing, we moisturize. It should have been number 2. So it is cleansing, moisturize, and then toning. Now, moisturizing, we have some other things we can use. Has any of you heard of eye water? Eye water. Eye, then water. This is water that has been, it is not distilled, it is changed using a machine. There's a machine that, you know, changes that water. And it is broken up into different what? Categories. But it is that once you get that eye water and you apply it on the face or on the body, it can also do a very good moisturizing. In fact, the water is restructured. It is restructured, that eye water. It is restructured. I have a machine which can produce that eye water. If the power is okay, I can produce eye water. And anybody interested can always come and we give her eye water. Now, glowing. Glowing is finishing. Everybody wants to have a good finishing. When you were coming, you made sure that you had a good finishing. What did you do? Some applied powder, others Vaseline, others foundation, others what else? Olive oil. You can use anything. Some people want to have a shiny face. Others want to have a matte look. Others want to have what? A good look. Yeah, everybody knows what they want. Who wants a shiny face? Yeah, yes, it is also good to have a shiny face. You glow all that day from morning till evening. Who wants to have a face that is a bit in the middle there, not shining so much, but Cynthia wants that one which does not shine so much, not so pale. All right, that's good. Okay, now that is daily cleansing, moisturizing, toning, and glowing. Okay, now I'm going to talk about facials. Just briefly, many people want to go and do facials, but most cases with the facial, if you are not careful and you have a sensitive skin, it will just get worse. Because most people, when you go to for facial, they will just start scrubbing, and you know, making the skin so they disturb the skin. And once they disturb the skin, it will just break out with the pimple and rash. So with the facial, you have to go to those people who are specialized to do facials. With facial, they are going to do scrubbing, again cleansing, steaming, and then masking. We have not talked about masking a lot. Now masking, let me talk about masking. Masking, you can use there's a powder which they call healing detoxing powder. Does anybody know that powder? Detoxing. Healing detoxing powder. This powder is produced from the ash of a volcano. Ash of a volcano. And this ash, once you get hold of it, and it is really in powder form, you just mix a little with water, then you apply it. It is like mud. It is like clay, as if you have applied clay on the face. This one you apply, and then you leave it for about 20 minutes or 25, then you wash it off. This one can also work wonders for those who want a smooth skin. A smooth skin, baby-like. Many girls want, I want a baby face, a baby skin. So once you want to have that baby looks skin, you can use that detoxifying powder. You mix it with water, then you apply it. It is like mud. Once you mix it, it's like clay. It's like clay. It's like clay. You can mix it and then you apply it. All right. Now, Esther's hands were rough. Her hands were rough. How many of you have rough hands? Yeah? Some people have rough hands. We can't hide it. Yeah? We must work on those rough hands and the rough feet. So it means we must have time and we treat the hands and the feet. What shall we do? Now with these hands and the feet, you get a mild soap or shampoo, which works on feet or hands. You put it in warm water, then you soak the hands or the feet. You soak for some time, then after soaking, then you can scrub. You scrub and then you massage with a foot cream or a hand cream. These hands, most cases, people who do rough work or who are always very busy with their hands, sometimes they end up being rough. Once you are busy, always busy using hands, looking, touching in charcoal, scrubbing, what, all those things, they can make your hands be rough. The secret is this. Once you have finished your work, you have scrubbed, you have finished cooking, wash with a mild soap, and then you apply a hand cream. Ladies and girls, you must have a hand cream in your bag. How many of you have got? Those ones, you see? Some people already have the hand cream. It is good. Yeah? When you see your friend removing a hand cream, and then you see, you wonder, what is she doing with that cream? It is to soften the hands, make them look soft. Imagine when you want to go and when you are supposed to meet the king, and then you have rough hands, he's asking you to shake hands with you. What will you do? What will you do? Will you hide the hands behind? Or will you do this? Mutach here. No. Before you go to present yourself in front of the king, you must make sure the hands are soft. They are smooth. You touch somebody's hands and you know that they are what? They are soft. So make sure you work on those hands. Esther's hands, as we saw, they were very rough because of the work she used to do. But these people in the special room, they made sure that her hands came out very well. So they gave her a hand cream and then a foot cream. Now, if you are working roughly, you can use gloves or you can use a polythene to remove maybe the charcoal, to put the charcoal on the stove so that the hands won't get rough. Now, we go on Esther's feeding. Esther was to be fed in a special way because they were preparing her for a special occasion. She was to be fed with the special food that can bring out the body, that can bring out the skin, that can make somebody beautiful. What did she do? In the palace, there were many, many types of foods and drinks, exotic foods, wines, and everything. But the head of the eunuch asked Esther, they told her, don't touch that chicken. Don't touch that meat. Don't touch that sausage. If you want to fulfill our mission, you leave the sausage for now. You have to eat vegetables, beans, peas, groundnuts, and what else? You must eat such things so that the body and the skin comes out well. They taught her to have plenty of vegetables. She was fed with vegetables. Nakati, dodo, cabbage, cucumber, everything. She had plenty of those. Then she was also given plenty of fruits. She ate fruits from morning until evening. There's a movie I saw of Esther. She was at the table trying, you know, to serve herself with chicken. Then the head of the eunuchs told her, no, don't touch that. And she passed it and she went to the vegetables. So you must have vegetables, steamed vegetables. You must have a balanced diet and you must drink lots of water. If you want to have a good skin, if you want to look good, drink plenty of water. Take little soda or none at all, but take plenty of water. It is the secret. And another secret is warm water. Not cold from the fridge, but warm. Very early in the morning, as soon as you wake up, take 2 glasses of warm water. Evening, take 2 glasses. During the day, you can also take water. But this warm water, it does wonders. You try it, my dear. You tell me. You will see. Everybody will be asking you, you are glowing. What is the secret? What have you done to yourself? It is water. So, warm water. That's also another new one. What else? With water, it works well on the skin, brings out the moisture and everything. Now, what else contributed to Esther's beauty? What contributed to her beauty, my dear? Bring it out. Exercise. Diet. And sleep. A person who exercises. Esther used to walk in the garden. She used to climb, you know, up and down, to see that her body was well toned. So she could exercise. She could get fresh air. Fresh air is also what? It's also a good thing. You get fresh air. What else can help somebody to look good? Enough sleep. Some of you girls don't want to sleep. You sleep for a little time and then you wake up. You have so many. You want to on your phone. You look on the phone. You listen to the radio. Everything. Instead of resting, it is good you have enough sleep and then you wake up when you are fresh. What else helped Esther? Timing of events. You must have a program for your day. You say, in the morning, I wake up, I do this. After drinking the water, I pray. After praying, I do this. I go and wash. I take a shower. After shower, I do this. You must have a program for your day. A lady who is organized, you'll see her. She's organized. She knows what to do at what time. Make sure you keep that program, keeping in mind the water, exercise, prayers, special diet. What else? And another one, observing hygiene. Simple hygiene. Some people are just too lazy. They don't want to wash hands. They feel too lazy. You see a girl coming from the toilet. She just moves from the toilet and she walks out. When the water is there and soap, you get used to that business of washing hands every time. After washing, get your handy lotion. After washing, the problem with most people, she comes to town, when in the bag there's nothing, after washing, your hands are again dry. They'll stay dry until she goes back home. Instead of equipping yourself daily with what? With a lotion, with Vaseline or something to keep the hands clean. So now I'm running out of time, but we shall finish because I'm almost finished. Observing hygiene, I've talked about it. Hygiene, drinking water, clean water, boiling water. Even this water we use for brushing, it should be boiled. For yourself, for your children, everybody. Don't use water which is not boiled. It can bring, sickness, malaria. It can bring typhoid and many other diseases. Brushing your teeth daily when you are going to sleep. Esther was also trained to read. She was trained to read by her uncle, Mordecai. That man, he was learned, so he taught Esther to read. Now, Esther, when she came into the palace, and she went to meet the king, what did she do? The king asked her, "What do you want to do?" She said, "I'm going to read for you." So she read and she could write. She read and she could write. So it is good to have knowledge and be reading the Bible, reading the what? Reading good books to help you in your daily life. Now, what are the benefits of a good skin? A good skin, it gets you favor. You are striking. You can be a striking girl. You strike. Even if you are putting on a dress of 2,000 and the skin is shining, they will say you are putting on 100,000. Do you know that? Yeah. With the skin, once you work on the skin and you are well toned and you are well, you have made up very well, and you are sure of yourself, the hair is also well-groomed. Somebody will say that, that girl has money. Look at the dress she's putting on. The dress is brought out by the skin, looking of the skin and the hair. So you have to be very, very active on your skin. You have to find out, try hard to see that it comes out very well. Now, what else did Esther get? Esther was chosen because she was looking very beautiful. Her skin came out well. She was fair. She was looking nice. And everything about her was just growing. Esther, she got favor. This man, Haggai, he chose her and gave her a special room. In that room, everything was the best. Best makeup, best necklace, best dresses. Everything there was the best. So when she wore her dress and her hair was well styled and she was well trimmed in everything, her nails, her hands, then she was ready to be presented to the king. So the challenge is today is, young ladies, are you ready for your king? Are you ready? Those who are still waiting for their kings, You should try hard to see that the skin looks good, the hair is good, you have a good scent on you, not a bad breath. Such things drive off people. Maybe somebody loves you, but when they come near, they say, there's something which is not right. You should be careful. You should try your best to see that everything on you is perfect. Everything is perfect. Beauty is an endless thing which you have to work on every day, every day. With beauty, you just have to bring it out. You just have to bring it out. Everybody is born beautiful. But once you don't bring the beauty out, nobody will see it. It is your task to see that your beauty is brought out. For your husband, some of you are married. Once you get married, then you start saying, now even if I don't do the hair, Pastor is a saved man. Is he going to see another girl? No. For me, I'm tired. I won't even go there. You stop that nonsense. You have to go to the salon. You have to look beautiful for your husband every day. You have to look beautiful for your husband. You have to struggle. Your husband will have eyes only for you, no other girl. Work on yourself, on the skin. Work on the face. Work on the nails. Work on the eyelashes or the eyes. They should shine for him. Your eyes should shine for your husband. Don't just be there and you look as if you don't even see. Like this. As if you don't see. You bring out the eyeline it. Once you eyeline, it will come out. You do the lashes. You put eyeshadow. That is what we are supposed to do. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We have to show that we, the saved girls, the ladies, we are shining. We are special. Somebody looks at you and say, that one is a special girl. Who is she? That girl prays from Calvary Chapel. Is she the one? Yes. And then people will be asking, they will be saying, the Lord has done a great work in you. Amen. We thank the Lord for this day because the Lord has done a great work in us. Father, we thank you for the special day. Father, you are merciful and love. Thank you for the ladies. Thank you for this place, the church. Father, as we are going, let it keep us more of the information you have given us. Let it help us in our daily duties and in our homes and in our offices. Father, I thank you for everything and may the glory and the honor be brought back to you in Jesus' name. Amen.